if he gets in.
Okay. Kelsey, if you could go ahead and take care of our stream. Okay, Chair, we have got everybody from the waiting room that's here for this case.
Okay. Call this meeting of the UIL State Executive Committee to order at this time. We do have a quorum present. We have an agenda before us, and we will be abiding by the University Interscholastic League Constitution and contest rules. Let's go ahead and begin with hearing AA, Hermerly High School, appeal of District 14-1A Executive Committee decision regarding the eligibility of a student athlete, Section 443, change in schools for athletic purposes. Mr. Beasley.
DEC 14-1A met on February 9th, 2021 and ruled that Cabrin Hill moved from Snyder High School to Hermerly High School for athletic purposes. Items number 5 and 6 were checked yes on the PAPF, and items number 1 and 7 were checked yes on the eligibility questionnaire. The student's parents are appealing the ruling of the DEC.
Very good. At this time, what we're going to do is check everyone to make sure that we've got good audio, and we'd ask you to introduce yourself as well. So we're going to start here with Mr. Hopper. Let's hear you speak, and then we'll see who else is here, please.
Okay. All right. Thanks for having us this morning. My name is Dwayne Hopper. I'm the new AD this year. We got
at
Hermerly.
Thank you. Just for the record.
Yes, sir.
All right. Who else we have?
We have Sammy Winters right here. He's our current football coach and boys basketball and boys baseball coach. And then we have Cabrin Hill, the student. And then we have his parents, Mr. and Mrs. Pena.
Okay. Very good. Thank you. Next, we have Wes Wood out of Snyder. Is that correct?
Yes, sir. Wes Wood, Snyder, athletic director.
All right. Very good. Thank you. Our district chair is having some difficulty logging in, so we're going to go ahead and get started without him, and then we'll bring him in here shortly. What we do need you to do is to unmute again, and we're going to get you sworn in at this time. Please raise your right hand, and Caroline's going to swear you in the appropriate response. Ah, I see him. Hang on just a second before we do this. Maybe we can get him sworn in at the same time. Who do we have on the phone? He's muted.
Mr. Burleson, you can hit #6, I think, or *6 to unmute. *6.
There it is.
I'm here.
All right, it's okay. Fine. We're glad you're here. We're just fixing to get sworn in to get this thing started. So we're going to ask everybody that's going to do that to raise your right hand right now. And the appropriate response to Caroline will be, I do.
Raise your right hand. Do you solemnly swear or affirm that the testimony you will present is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
Thank you.
Very good. Very good. All right. What we're going to do is we'll begin by talking first with parents and with Cabrin, and affirming some of the information that we already have and asking some questions related to this situation. When we're finished with that, we'll go to Mr. Wood Snyder and ask him some questions, and then most time the receiving school, in this case Hermerly, doesn't have much to offer as far as a reason for the change. But if you have something to say, that we will listen to that. And then we'll go to the district executive committee chair. And once we're finished with that, we'll go back to mom and dad and Cabrin. And we'll have some more questions and let you summarize. Okay?
Sounds good. Thank you.
You betcha. All right. I'm going to begin with just a few things that we think we understand. I want to see if we've got everything right here. Y'all moved to Snyder in 2019, but moved back to Hermalee Christmas break of 20. Is that correct?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Very good. And I go through there a lot. I live in Lubbock, so I know it's not far from Snyder to Hermalee. What are we talking? 10 miles, maybe?
About, yes, sir.
Uh-huh. Okay. And let's talk about the reasons that you moved to Snyder in the first place in 19. Dad, can you discuss that for us, Mr. Pena?
The reason we moved into Snyder was that we just found a property that felt that was more suited for what we had. We have horses and cows and all that, where there's 10 acres that we purchased over there. And it was just a good opportunity that I felt. And that's what we done. We just moved over there.
What caused you to move back in 20 then?
Well, my wife and my children, they've always come to Hermalee, and it just made it easier for the business purposes. And I work in Ira. So it was an easier transition from here to go across to where I make my lease, where I work at. And
so Ira's due west of Snyder, is it not?
No, Ira's southwest of Snyder. Yes, sir.
Southwest.
Yes, sir. Okay.
So
it was more of a, for convenience, when we moved back.
All right. When you moved to Snyder, did the kids start going to school in Snyder?
Cabrin went to Snyder. Our two smaller children were homeschooled. We pulled them out because of the COVID, and my wife homeschooled them for that 1 year.
Okay. Previous to that, had they been in school in Hermalee?
Hermalee, yes, sir.
Okay. Where are they in? They're in school at Hermalee now?
Yes, sir.
All right.
And my wife works here. Been working here for however long it is.
Yes, she's. We noted that. Thank you for that reminder. So let's talk about Cabrin. Let's talk about your situation in Snyder. You did not play football this year, correct?
Yes, sir.
And thus you weren't in an athletic class. And I don't know whether this is related to last year or this year. So when did you enroll at Snyder? What semester was it? Was it the start of the 2021 school year?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
It was 2020.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. So August of 2020, basically.
Yes, sir.
All right. Then was it that year that you chose not to play football?
Well, I played football and then I played baseball, but then I was in the work program. I decided to do the work program after that year.
So in 2021, just to make sure we understand, you participated both in football and baseball at Snyder High School?
No, sir. 19 and 20.
Okay.
May I help the situation, sir? So he's a senior. His freshman year, he was at Hermalee. His sophomore year, he moved to Snyder. So his sophomore year, which I believe was 19 and 20, he was at Snyder. And in the fall, he played football. In the spring, he played baseball. Then in the fall of 20, he went to the work program and then moved Christmas break of 20.
Okay. So it was at the fall of 20, you went to the work program rather than participating in football?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Thank you for the time frames. That was confusing for me. Thank you.
Yes, sir.
And you moved back then to Hermalee High School. You enrolled back in Hermalee High School during your junior year?
Yes, sir.
Correct?
Yes.
That semester?
Yes, sir.
All right. Now, the rule there at Snyder, whether you knew about it or not, and we'll ask that question, was like it is in so many other places, that you're either going to go, you're going to be in another sport, or you're going to be in the off-season program. And if you do not do that, you're not going to participate the following year. You understand that now?
Yes, sir.
Did you understand it at the time?
No, sir.
Okay. And let's clarify one last thing for me, and then there'll be some other questions coming, I'm sure. Why did you go back to Hermalee, back to school in Hermalee?
Because I started here my fourth grade year, and this is where I've gone to school since my ninth grade year. And I like grew up, and is where I was comfortable. And I just really wanted to go back. And like, it just made me feel better, because it's a family to me. Our community is a family to us. So it made me feel a lot, just made me feel better.
When did you find out from Coach Wood that you would not be able to participate in baseball?
I can't remember the day, but after school one day, I went to the weight room and asked him, like, what was going on, like, how to get back. Can I, like, do something? Can I run or do something extra to build my way up? Like, don't put me on the team right away. Just let me be able to work it off and show that I, like, be able to play.
So was that during the first semester or the second semester?
That was first semester.
Yeah, because you moved the second semester. Yes. Okay. All right. Let me ask one last question, and then others can. Our understanding was that when you tried to get the previous athletic participation form signed, maybe it was a grandfather that came, was a little agitated with Coach Wood. Do you know anything about that? Mr. Pena, or
yes, sir. That was my father-in-law. Yes, he was. He's recently passed in the last 2 weeks. So he can't be here to defend himself. But
I understand.
He was he wanted to watch his grandson play his senior year, sure. And of course it was an emotional time, and that's, well, if you knew my father-in-law, he was an emotional person. And, he there's no excuse. He lashed out of pure emotion because, you know, out of concern for his grandson. Also, if you don't mind, I'd like to add that my son did go to the counselor numerous occasions trying to get into the off-season baseball program, and for some reason or another, she was never available to get him enrolled into that. So when he went and talked to Wes Wood, it was already too late, apparently. But he did make an effort to try to get enrolled into the off-season program.
Okay. All right. Other questions?
Mr. Chair.
Yes, sir, Mr. Martell.
I have a question for Cabron and for Mom and Dad. Why did Cabron leave and go to Snyder the first time? Why did he go to Snyder in 19 and 20, Mr. Pena? Or Cabron, I'd like to ask you that, because you made some great comments about Hermalee being a great place to go, and a family and everything else, when most of the family was still there. And you had siblings that were going to Hermalee. I'd just like to know why you left and went to Snyder, and the fact that you played football and baseball there as a sophomore. And so the question I'd also have as a committee member is, you should have known then that it was required, because you did play them both at Snyder. So I'd just like some background on that, if you don't mind.
May I answer that, sir?
I'll let you, but I'd like Cabron to give me his feelings too. But go ahead.
To answer your question, well, I started football, and so it automatically rolled into the off season itself, and I was in baseball. because you did off season for football during the period, and then we had to go to baseball. But most days we weren't able to go to baseball because it was already almost over because we didn't have time after off season football. So we are automatically rolled into it because I started fall football.
Okay, that's a good answer. But I guess the other question, maybe your dad wanted to answer that. Why did you leave Hermelay to go to Snyder? And now you're going back.
May I answer that one?
Yes, sir. Yes. You can answer any of them.
That is, he's my son.
Okay.
And I wanted him to go over there. I felt at the time, I honestly felt, no offense, guys, that he would have a better opportunity in a bigger school. And like I stated before, I found a property over there that was more suited for our farm animals and all that. But, you know, things just don't always work out the way you want them to. And as I'd said before, you know, we came back to Hermelay. We've been here for years, number one, and I own a home in Hermelay. And it just for the convenience of it, for my wife, the boys, everything, it's just made more sense to be here. I still have the property because I still have horses and cows and chickens and all that kind of stuff on that 10 acres. Because we have a home here, but it's on two lots. There's no way to keep my animals here.
Okay. Would you clarify? Excuse me. Would you clarify? Was there a home on the property in Snyder?
Yes, sir.
Did y'all move there?
Yes, sir.
When he was going to school there, and the other children stayed at Hermelay.
No. The other children were in homeschool because that was the pandemic year.
Right. I got you. So everybody moved to Snyder to that location.
Sir. Yes, sir.
Okay, good. And you kept the other property that you have in Hermelay.
Yes, sir.
Got
you. Let me clarify something because this was 1920. Right? School year 1920.
2020.
2019, 2020. The school year that he was a freshman that he went to Snyder, correct?
He was a sophomore in Snyder.
He was a sophomore in Snyder. So it was 2021? No, it's 1920.
Yes, sir, 1920 was he a sophomore.
Now, when did pandemic start, folks? Help me with that because I'm having a little issue here. At the start of that school year, everything was perfect, correct? Where were your younger kids at the start of the 1920 school year?
Yes, sir. We were regular classes in full scale participation. The pandemic hit and schools were dismissed in March of 20.
Where were your kids enrolled when they started this 2019 school year?
They were enrolled here when the Zoom thing started. Is when we pulled them out when the pandemic got really bad and got to its high point, but the kids were enrolled here in Hermelay.
But when Cabron changed schools and went to Snyder, the other two kids were still in Hermelay to start with before you pulled them because of the pandemic.
Yes.
Correct. Okay. Thank you.
Because she was still Miss Pena, Cabron's mom was still working here.
Understand.
And so she just brought the kids with her. But then when the pandemic, she went homeschooled and stayed home and wasn't working at Hermelay anymore. But now that the pandemic.
All right. Thank you. Appreciate it.
The last question I had, Mr. Chair, was that Cabron, did you play when you moved there? I'm assuming there was a PAPF then, but did you play JV or varsity football or baseball when you were a sophomore?
I played varsity football. But I played varsity football in the fall, and then in the spring I played JV baseball.
Okay. All right. And I can see that now because y'all live there, but you own property in Hermelay too. Okay.
All right, Mr. Wade.
Yeah, Dad, you mentioned a second ago that you moved him to Snyder because you felt like he would have a better opportunity in athletics. Is that correct?
Yes.
What made you change your thought on that, or that he was not getting a better opportunity?
What made me change my that's hard to hear what he's what yeah, made you, me change you, my you thought said, on his opportunity?
Yeah, you said that you moved in there because you thought he'd have a better opportunity. Once he got there, what changed your mindset that he was not getting a better opportunity?
You want the honest truth?
Yeah.
He's not as good as I thought he was. I don't I love you, Mikkel. Yeah. I'm not saying that to be mean, but he's not a D1 recruit. He loves to play. And well, I'm his dad. I really thought something better would come of it, but you know, it is what it is. You know, he is an athlete, and he's a good, solid, average athlete. And you know, in my heart of hearts, after seeing everything, the way everything played out and watching him play that year, he was happier here with Hermely, with his friends, with the same. I made a bad decision, and I accept that. I own that.
Thank you.
Ms. Denson, did you have a question?
I did. I have a question concerning the property in Snyder. Is that home vacant, or do you have still personal items in that home?
Personal items as far as horses and cows?
No, no, sir. Personal items in terms of your clothing or furniture?
No. Well, there might be some remnant furniture and stuff, because it won't all fit at this house, but okay. We live here.
Okay. Do you ever stay at that property?
No.
Okay. And that property is vacant at this point, is what you're saying? Or do you lease that property?
Besides equipment, no, I don't lease it. We have all our stuff there as far as our animals. I have tractors there, trailers, horse trailers. It's really more of a big business area, I guess you'd call it. We have to go and feed. I do have water there.
Right. No, I was talking about the house itself. So you've answered my question. No. I appreciate it. Thank you.
One question before we move to the to Snyder. You mentioned how much he loves to play, and that is great. Athletics, we recognize the importance of it. But he did not play as a junior. He went into the work program, correct?
Yes, sir.
Those two don't seem to fit. Talk to us about that.
Cabrin's busy. He is a busy man. And he wants to be a welder. He wants to be a farrier, a horseshoe farrier. He wants to be a baseball player. He wants to, he's 18 years old, and he's trying to find what it is, his true passion, which probably has to do something with welding and horses. Mm-hmm. The sports, he loves sports, but he's a kid. He decided to do that because he's looking for what he wants to do in life.
Okay.
I'm 51 years old, and I'm sometimes still wondering what I want to do.
Sir, may I add to that real quick?
No, sir. We'll get
– okay.
We'll get, perfect. Yeah. Yeah, go ahead. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
I was just going to say, he continued that work program and going to welding while he was here at Hermely, going to WTC and continuing those courses. And it was something that conflicted with our athletic period because it was the same time as his course at WTC, and we made it work. So it wasn't something that was just occurring there. It also carried on through the school year as well.
Thank you. All right, let's go to Coach Wood.
Yes, sir.
Coach, you were very clear in your in what you put on the previous athletic participation forum and the other things that we heard from you, that obviously you'd like to see him play, but rules are rules. Those were the words I think you used. Didn't go through the off season. Didn't know. He says he didn't know that was a rule. You said he would not be allowed to play because of that rule, and We accept that and we understand that. What would you tell us about this situation?
I'd say, man, we never had a problem with Cabrin. He wasn't a kid that was defiant or a problem for us in athletics. And I don't want, you know, if it's personal opinion, it's not like I don't want Cabrin to be able to play anywhere. I mean, he never caused any problems for us. It's my job when, you know, to answer questions truthfully. And so when we're doing PAPF, you know, you get down to those last two questions that I had to answer truthfully. And I felt like I did so. He chose not to play football, you know, his second year here, his junior year, which is fine. He came and got his stuff, but then he never came and played. And I think there was kind of a misconception that maybe, you know, I had something against him because he decided not to play, which that wasn't the case. He just decided not to play. I mean, I still saw him in the hallways and said hi to him and stuff, but he didn't play. And then, you know, after that first semester was almost complete, he came to me and said, hey, do you think Coach Stewart would let me play baseball? And I said, well, Cabrin, that's up to Coach Stewart. So, I mean, you can talk to him, but I mean, you know, our rules, you got to go through off season. We have all the rest of the baseball kids who went through a full semester of off season baseball. I didn't know that he had gone to the counselor. So if that's true, that could be very true. I don't know. All I know is that he didn't go through off season and then, you know, wanted to play in the spring. And so I said, man, I don't know if that's going to be possible. He didn't go through off season. And then, you know, the next thing I know, when we come back from break, he's transferring to Hermerly. So I just answered those questions as truthfully as I could.
Okay. Any questions for Coach?
Coach, I'd like to know, has anything you've heard today, would they make you change anything that you checked on 5 and 6? Because you explained 5 pretty well. But, you know, as I read through the documentation, I want to know, why did you check number 6? That there bound to have been some information that you knew moving for athletic reasons. Because we've already, you know, there's also some residency issues, I think, at times, but that's another hearing. Why did you check number 6, moving for athletic reasons?
Yes, sir. So the residency thing, I don't really necessarily know either. But as far as moving for athletic purposes, as soon as he comes to me, he says, can I play baseball? I didn't know anything other than Cabrin being at Snyder. He came to Snyder. He was here my first year. That was also my first year at Snyder, and he played. And then, you know, pretty much as soon as I tell him no, he's not going to be able to play here, he's transferring out to another school to try to play. And so with that being said, and then, you know, that's – that. I mean, to me, that was my interpretation. I thought it was pretty obvious. And then on top of that, you know, when his granddad showed up and was very heated up and stuff like that, you know, just let the boy play, sign the damn papers, let him play. Don't do this to him. I tried to explain to him, it's not just like I can sign off yes or no. I have to, there's a process. And I tried to explain to him the PAPF questions and try to tell him, like, listen, you know, I got to hold up my integrity and answer those questions truthfully. And so, the way that I interpreted the situation is that the way that it was. And it's not because I didn't want Cabrin to be able to play anywhere else. It's just, that's my job. And I have to uphold my integrity and answer those questions, even if, you know, I'd be perfectly fine with Cabrin playing somewhere else. Absolutely.
Good answer. Thank you. And just for the record, we appreciate the fact that people will stand up and complete those in the appropriate manner that they feel like is necessary. So thank you. We've already heard a little bit from Hermerly. We don't usually get much as far as the reason for the change. Do you guys have anything that you can add that is pertinent to the reason for the change?
I've known Cabrin 8 years. This is my 8th year. Again, Coach Winters, this is my 8th year here at Hermerly. I've known him since I've been here. Again, he's grew up with these guys.
Understand that.
I think it's something that he realized that he wanted to do. It was graduate, play, you know, sports with these guys, and then, you know, finish up his high school career with them. You know, I think that means more to him than you know, the aspirations that, you know, dad may have had or whatever. You know, I did have some a question, you know, question five says he's not prohibited to play sports, you know, moving forward. But I think it was my interpretation of what happened. If, you know, had he gone back into the off season in that next school year, like he wasn't completely done. Like he would have been able, if he would have been in the offseason the next year, it's my interpretation he would have been able to play.
Yeah, but we don't worry about the time frame. Was he going to be not allowed to participate? The answer is yes. I get what you're getting at. But you don't have anything else then?
That's far it. As, exactly. Okay. About trying to be here.
All righty. Thank you. Mr. Burleson, can you unmute for us? All right.
I'm here.
Thank you. You're the district chair. What was the vote?
The vote was 6-0.
Okay. And you've listened to what we've had today. Would you describe for us why you think the decision that was reached was?
Well, I think simply without an understanding as a district executive committee that residents and athletic purposes are two completely different subjects, two completely different hearings. We felt like in light of what the coach at Snyder said, that that's without a doubt the direction we needed to go.
Just an overall, just a discussion that you heard about the fact that he was not going to be allowed to participate.
Right.
Okay. All right. Anything else?
No, sir.
Okay. Any questions for our chair? All right. We're going to go back now. And do you have any more questions for the family before we allow them to summarize?
Mr. Chair, I'd like to ask Cabron if, as he looks back, Coach Wood would have said, yes, you can play baseball, would you still be at Snyder?
No, sir.
Okay, thank you.
All right. Family, your final words on this issue?
What do you say?
Your final words, anything else you want to say? We're about to the end.
Okay. The only thing I'd just like to say is that it's his senior year. He's back home. I just hate for him to suffer for a decision that I made. I feel like it is my fault. And, as I said, I feel like I made a bad decision, and it just don't seem fair for him to suffer for the decisions that I made. And I just appeal to you guys to, you know, really please consider letting him finish his senior year out with his friends playing sports and, you know, finishing his high school career as a, you know, participant. So that's really all I have to ask, just if you consider that.
You've been very well spoken. Thank you. Mom, you've not said a word that I remember. You got anything to add?
No, I just hope and pray the best for my son.
Thank you.
It's a very tough week for us. I just hope and pray the best for him and his future.
Right. Cabron?
I just really want to play with my childhood friends because we've always had big dreams of being able to play with each other until we graduated. So I don't want to miss opportunities with them for sure. But Lord willing, you make the right decision.
All right. Well, Cabron, let me say this. You're very articulate, obviously very bright young man. And your dad describes you as someone who's always on the move, got things going on. So no matter the decision today, you got a bright future. And we want to wish you nothing but the very best. Okay?
Sir, appreciate it.
You betcha. All right, any comment? It's time to make a decision to either grant the appeal and overturn the ruling by the district executive committee, which would declare Cabron Hill eligible for varsity athletics, pending the potential. I think we got to look at the residency thing. We'll throw that in because I'm not sure about the clarity on that at this point. But and then or either to deny the appeal and uphold the ruling by the DEC. All in favor of granting the appeal, please raise your right hand. All in favor of denial, same sign. It is unanimous. Listen, Cabron, tough news for you, but good luck. This ends our hearing, and we're going to move forward now with our next one. We're going to remove y'all from our feed. Thank you.
Okay, we have everybody for our second case, so I'll go ahead and let them in.
Thank you.
Okay, Chair, this is everybody that was in our waiting room.
Very good. We're going to move forward with hearing BB. It's Arlington Martin High School, appeal of District 86A, Executive Committee decision regarding the eligibility of a student athlete, Section 443, changing schools for athletic purposes. Mr. Beasley.
DEC 86A met on August 16th. 2021 and ruled that Anthony Crenshaw Jr. moved from Arlington High School to Arlington Martin High School for athletic purposes with a vote of 3-2. Items number 6 was checked yes on the PAPF, and item number 1 was checked yes on the eligibility questionnaire. The student's parent is appealing the ruling of the DEC.
Okay. What we're going to do at this time is get everybody introduced and check your audio, and then we'll get you sworn in as well. So we're going to start. Looks like we've got, is it Bob Wager?
Wager, yes, sir.
And who's that you?
Yes, sir. I'm Bob Wager.
All right. It shows as Colby Davis on your.
Colby Davis is our athletic coordinator. We have the Crenshaws here with us.
All right. So you are, again, who?
I'm Bob Wager. I'm the athletic coordinator at Martin High School.
Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome.
And then who do we have that's at your place? Is that the family? Is that?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Please unmute. There you go. Please identify yourselves.
My name is Anthony Crenshaw, Sr. I'm the father.
Okay.
I'm Anthony Crenshaw, Jr. I'm the
And I'm Erica Hardrick. I'm the mother.
Okay. We're going to need y'all to really speak up for us, please. Okay. Got a little feedback coming here somewhere. Are y'all in the same room?
Yes, sir. I'll move it over to the other side.
You may need to end up on the same feed there. Okay. And then over here we have Andrea Scott.
Yes, sir. I'm the female coordinator at Arlington High.
Okay, thank you. And Eric White.
Yes, sir. I was the DE chair and athletic director for Arlington ISD.
Okay. And then anybody else? That's it, I guess. All right. At this time, we're going to ask each of you to unmute. And Caroline's going to swear you in. And the appropriate response will be, I do.
Raise your right hand. Do you solemnly swear or affirm that the testimony you will present is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
Thank you. All right, let's talk a little bit about the process that we're going to go through. We're going to talk first with the family and verify some information we have, ask a few other questions, and then we'll go to the sending school, which in this case is Arlington High School, talk to them a moment, and get any information from them that we need, verify some things that we already have. We'll then go to Arlington Martin High School, who rarely has anything to offer us as far as a reason for a change, because that happens back at the original school, sending school. Then we'll go to the district chair. Once we're finished, we will then get back to parents and to Anthony, and we will give you the opportunity to say things you need to say after any final questions. Okay?
Yes, sir.
All right. And before we start, let's just introduce the committee. I sometimes fail to do that. My name is Mike Mothel. I'm a retired school superintendent. Johanna?
Yes, good morning. I'm Johanna Denson, a retired athletic administrator.
Mr. Martell?
Gary Martell, superintendent, Moody ISD.
Mr. Wade?
Daryl Wade, retired athletic administrator.
Then we have staff as well.
Charles Brightup, UIL staff.
Daryl Beasley, UIL staff.
Caroline Walls, UIL staff.
Logan Lawrence, UIL staff.
Thank you very much. Okay, we're going to get started. And I'll start with a few questions and making sure we understand everything and confirming some things. Mom, you were attempting to buy a home in Arlington and had everything going on, and the escrow fell through, I believe was the discussion that you had. Thus you did not get to purchase that home. And had you already moved out of the home that you were in or sold it, or was it a rental situation?
Yes, it was a rental situation. And yes, that's correct. I was searching for homes.
Okay.
And I was in escrow, so I had to put in my notice.
Yes, ma'am.
To my landlord.
All right. Thus, you ended up right now, you're still looking for a home?
Yes. Well, it's kind of, the market shifted so fast. So at the time it was like the deals were so great. And now it's like, I don't know, within like a few weeks, I think the market shifted to where like it's hard to even get an offer in on a home right now in Arlington.
I understand.
Because they're going for over asking.
So you're staying right now with your mom, is that correct?
Yes, but I am still actively looking.
Yes, ma'am, we understand that. Okay. And your daughter is there with you and your mom as well, correct?
Yes.
And initially, Anthony was there as well.
Yes.
Yeah, and that got kind of crowded. We understand that. I think he was sleeping on the floor.
Yes, he was.
Yeah, that's a understood. Now, let's talk a little bit about Dad. You mentioned a couple of things that I didn't fully understand, so we want to ask you to kind of clarify a couple of things for us. Recognize that you've had some losses. Your mom passed. And sorry to hear that. She had cancer, and then your dad also was diagnosed with cancer. But you were living with him, I think, and have since then moved out of that situation. Is that correct?
Yes, sir. I was living with my mother, and then when she passed away, I had to move out of her house, and we had to sell her home. And then later, my dad was diagnosed with cancer. So I went in to move in with him, and, he said that he would be all right, because after hearing about my son's situation, I was like, I have to find somewhere for him to stay. And so therefore, I I moved out of my dad's house and I found me my own place and brought my son with me.
Okay. All right. Let's see. Back when he was living, Anthony, when you were living with your grandma and your mom, sleeping on the floor, said you were tardy to school, grades started falling, and of course COVID was a part of the issue as well. Is all that accurate?
Yes, sir.
Again, speak up for us, please.
Yes, sir.
Okay, thank you. And why were you tardy?
It was a far drive.
Okay. Who transported you?
My mother.
Okay. Now, one of you spoke with Coach, was it Dibble? Is that correct?
Yes.
Was that Mom?
Yes.
He was at LD Bell. And your discussion on that was that you were looking for a home and he was a friend and you wanted his opinion. Is that correct?
Yes. Well, Anthony has family in the LD Bell district. His cousin attends there currently and she's been going there. And so they knew that I was shopping for a home and I was looking. And they were, trying to get us to kind of move close to them. And they're like, we love it here and everything type of thing. So I just reached out to Dibble because he was somebody that we were familiar with, just to ask him about, what he thought about the school, the district. Because I don't know anything about the HEB school district. Okay. I grew up in Arlington. I graduated from Lamar. My kids have gone to school in Arlington. So, I don't know anything about other school districts.
All right. Now, just shifting gears just a bit before we move to somebody else, there were some texts, Mom, from you to Coach at Arlington High School, I believe. And you were questioning why Anthony was still practicing with the defense. He was supposed to be transferring back to his offensive position. And you texted the coach and then you met with him and you want to describe any of that for us?
Sure. The meeting was actually before those text messages. The meeting was called by Coach Peach whenever he found out that we were possibly moving, because I was looking for a house and he found out that we were moving. So he called the initial meeting. In that meeting, honestly, Coach Peach we've never had a problem with him. And as far as positions was concerned, he was just letting me know what Anthony's position and role would be for the upcoming season on the football team. And he expressed to me that he was going to have Anthony transition to the quarterback position. He could, and then I got one day, I think somebody told me, I don't even think it was Anthony, but I found out that he didn't go practice with the quarterbacks. So I texted him and asked him why, but later to come to find out it was because little Anthony decided that he's not passionate about the quarterback position. And he just didn't even want to try out for it. That was a personal decision that he made himself.
Okay. All right. Any other questions for the family at this time? We are going to get back to you, all of you, shortly, okay?
All right.
We're going to go now to Arlington High School. Who's speaking on behalf of Arlington High School today?
I am.
All right. And you are Andrea Scott?
Yes, sir.
And you are a coordinator, is that correct?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Who completed the previous athletic participation form?
Coach Peach.
Coach Peach. He's not with us today?
No, sir. It was unavoidable. He had to miss.
Okay. You are very familiar with the situation, though?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Mighty good. That'll work. Talk us through why number six was checked yes by Coach Peach. We get the idea that from what he sent us that mom was overly worried about the position and the position change, and even had reached out, as we talked to about earlier, to another coach that's now at LD Bell, but had been at Martin High School, I believe.
Arlington, and, sir.
Excuse me?
He was at Arlington High School, sir.
Okay, he was at Arlington High School. But anyway, let's hear from you about why we check number six on that form, please.
Sure. Coach Peach is very conscientious about UIL rules and guidelines, and after he found out about the conversation with Coach Dibble at LD Bell, he felt that he had to check yes. It had nothing to do with Mr. Crenshaw. He's never had an issue or a problem or anything with him at all.
So it was, so what were the reasons?
The conversation that that mom had with Coach Dibble over at LD Bell.
Okay. And was it about the position? Was there anything involved in that decision that had to do with the fact that it wasn't about the position?
No, it was just that conversation.
And that conversation was described to you as how? What was the conversation?
As they were looking for a new place for Anthony to attend and play football.
Okay. Was there any reason given for that?
Christine Tina Zapata.
No, sir.
All right. All right. Any other questions for Ms. Scott? Okay. Then let's go to Martin High School. And again, the folks there usually don't have much to help us with, the ones that were the receiving school, on the reasons for the change. Anything that is pertinent?
yeah, I think so. First of all, thank you for everybody's time. I think the unusual aspect of why we're here and why we moved forward with this is you have a motion and a second for eligibility for this young man that dies for lack of a third. The DEC meeting was 9 o'clock, the very first day of school. There's absolutely no falling out whatsoever between the player, parents, and the coaches at Arlington High. In fact, I've heard both sides say they have a great deal of respect for one another and are appreciative of one another. having been in this district for a long time with Coach Peach, when Coach Scott says he's very diligent about the way that he marks PAPFs, having been here for a long time together, he has great reason to do so. But you know, when you stay at a place for a long time and you have certain situations that happen along the way, you try to dot every I and cross every T. And if there's any doubt whatsoever, you err on the side of caution. And I personally felt like this was something that needed to move forward because I think Anthony is caught in the crosshairs of that situation. This is a happy kid, respectful kid. He doesn't have a car. He lives with his father in our attendance zone. And that's the reason why we moved forward. We appreciate your time.
Thank you. District Chair. Oh, I'm sorry. Did anybody have any questions for? Yes, Ms. Denson.
Yes, this is for Coach Weiger. When Anthony appeared on June the 7th in your strength and conditioning program. He was not enrolled in your school. Did you recognize him? Did you know him prior to him arriving on the 7th?
No, ma'am. I'd never met him before. Our athletic director was actually here on the first day of our camp as well. And when Anthony came and introduced himself to me, I told him he couldn't attend camp until he'd made communications with Coach Peach, and his mom had made communications with Coach Peach and let them know. And I sent him home. And then I called Coach Peach at 10:30 or very shortly after camp ended. And I gave him a heads up and let him know that he was here. Mom then reached out to Coach Peach, let him know about the living situation. And Anthony didn't come back to camp until all those communications were made.
Okay. That's what I needed to know. Thank you, Coach.
You're welcome.
Okay. Our district chair.
Yes, sir.
Talk to us about the reason you think the decision that was reached came about.
I think part of the reason where the decision, the vote fell close, it was a 3-2 vote, was there was some information that was shared after the vote where the parents, where we had, basically we had the meeting, had the questions, and there's been some information come out here with a tardiness that was not part of that. Some of the information the father shared was not all there this through the questioning process. And I think it just created enough doubt for the reasoning why the student moved, and that the committee just wasn't comfortable in that vote. Like I said, there was some discussion and some question, but at the end, three of the five, with Arlington High and Martin abstaining, just weren't convinced that the decision wasn't made that way.
Okay. So we're saying that what we heard from the sending school was that just basically one reason that they checked number six, yes, was the discussion with Coach Dibble.
Yes, sir.
That was a prominent piece of the discussion in the district executive committee meeting.
Yes. When Coach Peach was questioned, that he brought up that Coach Dibble had reached out to him with some concern. And I think that brought enough concern up that Coach Peach wanted to share that information. He did mention in the dialogue or the notes there that he did have great respect for Anthony. Anthony was a great kid. And if he, you know, he hated to see him go. I think there was some conversation on some playing time, but as the mother also said in this situation, that I believe that was resolved as well. Even with Coach Peach, they talked about quarterback, and that had been resolved. So I think it was the conversation with another coach just created enough doubt with Coach Peach that he felt like he needed to bring that to the attention to let the committee decide on what direction to go.
Okay.
He couldn't in good faith check that box without that information being known.
All right. Thank you for your information. Any questions for our chair? All right. We're going to go back then to family. First of all, I'll ask, do any of the committee members have questions of family?
Mr. Mother, I apologize. I do have a question for Mr. White real quick.
Oh, that's fine.
Mr. White, you know, the information you just said, do you, in your opinion only, do you feel like if you had the information prior to the ending of the hearing, anything would have changed?
I think some of the information that was shared, you know, there was some discussion after the meeting was over as far as just the question and answer that goes back with the parents, and they had an opportunity as they went through that. I think that all the information about the father's living situation and health wasn't completely shared. I even think some of the tardiness and his inability to get to school was brought up after some of that. So I think there was some information that was brought up that it could have weighed the decision of the committee and maybe shifted that one way or the other. I do believe that in talking with Coach Peace that he would support whatever this committee comes to. Once again, he just wants it. He wanted, felt like with the information he had, it had to be checked the way it was. But I think there's been some more information shared here. And I do believe Anthony's a good kid. And like to reiterate, Coach Wager said, kind of caught in the middle. But we have the due diligence of us to make sure that all the rules from the UIL and AISD are followed through.
Nicely said. Yeah. Good question, Mr. Wade. Thank you. All right. We were back to the parents now, or to family.
Yes, sir.
Any particular questions from committee members at this time? Yes, Ms. Denson.
Yes, this is for Mr. Crenshaw. Is this the first time that Anthony has lived with you during his life of 16 years? Okay. Is it just the two of you that live together?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. And he has his own room and space that he can occupy?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Thank you, Mr. Crenshaw.
Any other questions for the family? All right. We would ask that each of you, any of you, can say what you need to say at this point. Mom, Dad, Anthony.
Okay. Can I just begin with saying that this was something that was, I think, said after the meeting. I just, as a parent, I'm not 100% like clear on every single rule that comes to UIL. So when I called Coach Dibble, I honestly didn't think that that was a sign of concern. I really thought that I was just calling somebody that had, that we knew that was in the school, that we could talk to and just ask about the school district. I did not go into that conversation even thinking that it would be perceived that I was shopping my son to play football.
Yes, ma'am.
And also feel like it's, you know, I understand that the, you know, like we have to follow, like everybody has to follow the rules, but, you know, it is hard to come into a situation because I've worked very hard to be independent and I had Anthony at a very young age, and to, you know, climb out of the circumstances that we were in, you know, like being on housing and food stamps and just really not wanting to be a statistic to my son and being an example to him, it is very difficult. And it's my ego and my pride to even allow him, you know, out of my nest. So that wasn't even an easy decision to be made, but I knew that that was something that was going to be the best thing for him because of the fact that, you know, as a responsible parent, I have to let go of that, you know, emotion of being a mom and, you know, wanting to be, you know, I'm a little bit of a helicopter mom, but I know that at this stage in his life, that's just the best decision for him. And I just wanted to be clear that that wasn't something that was an easy decision to come.
Yes, ma'am. What else would any of you say?
I don't really have anything to say besides that I'm happy that my son is finally with me. It's a great decision to make. Even though it had to come about this way, he's a young man, he needs to be with me. And hey, this is what I had to do to be a father.
Anthony, what would you tell us today? Anything?
No, sir.
Okay. I kind of think you're the quiet type. Is that right?
Yes.
Yes, sir.
You're the strong and silent type?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
And I'll, well, never mind.
If you got something to say, say it.
I was just going to say that Coach Peach did speak with me after that meeting was ruled, and he did let me know that he loves my family, he loves Anthony, he wants the best for him, and that he did do the UIL paperwork to what he called his standard procedure.
Yes, ma'am. That kind of coincides with what we've already heard, that Coach Peach is very thorough and he is one that abides by the UIL rules. And if there was a doubt in his mind, he wanted to see if what the group thought. And the word needs to get back, Ms. Scott, to Coach Peach, no matter what decisions reached here, that kind of thorough nature and his approach to keeping the playing field level is extremely appreciated and important. Okay.
Yes, sir. Thank you very much for that.
All right.
Mr. Chair?
Yes.
Could I ask Mom, what attendance zone do you currently reside in?
I'm going to be honest with you. I'm not sure what attendance zone. Oh, I think the light. I'm sorry. The lights.
Wave your hand. Maybe somebody will.
It's a motion light.
Maybe it's motion sensor.
Yeah, I don't Anthony's know. Trying to get it on. Okay. I'm not 100% sure what the attendance zone is.
So, but you
where my mom lives.
Okay, but you have a, because Dad lives in Martin's attendance zone, correct?
That's correct.
Yes, but so I was trying to determine if you live in Arlington's now.
No.
You don't live in Arlington's attendance zone?
No, my mom lives over off of, oh, I don't know if you're from here, but she lives board on the borderline of 360.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
On the borderline of Grand Prairie on the Arlington side of 360.
I've got you. Thank you.
So much. I'm not sure what school that is.
And both of y'all went to Arlington High, correct?
We both went to Lamar.
Y'all went to Lamar, where Coach Peach, his father was a coach, correct?
Yes, sir. I played under Coach Peach.
I got you. Okay.
Yes. And Anthony was on Coach Peach's Little League baseball team. I have love for them, and I appreciate
them. We have a great relationship.
Yeah, there was no bad ill will feelings at all.
Anthony, are you a junior this year?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Very good. All right. Hey, y'all have done a really nice job. Everyone involved, we surely appreciate all the input and the clarity of which you've provided. Thank you for that. Does any committee member have anything to say before we make a vote here? Okay. Staff members, anything? We're good? All right. It's time to make a decision to either grant the appeal, overturn the ruling by the district executive committee, which would declare Anthony Crenshaw Jr. eligible for varsity athletics at Arlington Martin High School, or to deny the appeal. All in favor of granting the appeal, please raise your right hand. Mr. Wade. All right. All in favor of denial. Same sign. That's Ms. Denson, myself, and Mr. Martell. Young man, we want to wish you the best. Good luck in your future. And with that having been said, this hearing is over. Thank you.
Hold on.
Can we ask four votes?
Yes, there's only four of us members here. We introduced ourselves earlier.
Because we're never given a reason why. What's the reason?
The reason it appears to three members of the committee that he changed for athletic purposes based on the information that was provided. Again, we want to say thank you, and this hearing is over. All right. That's our last of our hearings. Do we have any new business today?
No, sir, Mr. Chair. We've kept you busy the last couple of days, and I know we have other hearings coming up later in September. So they continue to come forward to us. Thank you for your effort today. Two tough decisions, but well done.
All right. No announcements?
No, sir.
I say thank you to committee members. I want to say thank you to staff. And as we move forward in this time of COVID, we'll continue to stay diligent and hope that everybody does well. Mr. Wade, enjoy your events tonight and this weekend. And thank you. We're adjourned.
Thank you.